Hello everyone, welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Before we begin, let us say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you before your Word and before your presence to learn from your Holy Spirit what you would have us to know about you and your Son Jesus. I pray that you will open your Word to our hearts today, that we may know how to live before you in a way that is pleasing. And we'll thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's lesson is titled, The Waters, the Depth, and the Weeds. And it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 5. As Jonah prayed from the belly of the great fish, which the Lord prepared for him, he described what it was like to be in the deep, in the midst of the seas, with floods compassing him about, and the billows and waves of the Lord passing over him. He also said, I am cast out of the Lord's sight, which motivated him to look again toward God's holy temple. In chapter 2 and verse 5 of this prophecy, Jonah continued to describe his troubles as he shared concerning the waters, the depth, and the weeds. We read, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. The verse begins, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The writer began with the words, the waters, or the dangerous and violent waters, compassed me about, which means surrounded and encompassed Jonah, even to the soul, which refers to Jonah's self, life, creature, person, appetite, mind, living, being, desire, emotions, and passion. As Jonah was in the great fish's belly, the sea waters surrounded and encompassed him from every side. The verse goes on to say, the depths enclosed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. The writer continued, the depth or the deep places and abyss of the sea closed me round about, which means surrounded, encircled, and changed direction and encompassed Jonah. The weeds, which refers to rushes and water plants, were wrapped about or tied, bound, saddled, restrained, bandaged, girded, and governed over my head, which means Jonah's head. In addition to the seawater surrounding him, Jonah experienced the abyss and the depth of the sea as the seaweed tied and bound him inside the fish. When we consider the words of this verse, we can imagine how miserable Jonah's conditions were as he indwelled the great fish. Salty seawater and seaweed wrapped around him as he sloshed within the stomach of the fish. And more than likely, the great fish swam to a depth of the sea that was intolerable as well. It is a marvel how horrible conditions have to become before some people will cry out to God. They fail to realize Jesus Christ has his arms open wide to receive anyone who will surrender their lives to him. How miserable do we have to become before we realize that being with Jesus is the only way to have true peace in this world? In Jesus' words, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And that comes from John chapter 16, verse 33. Next time, we see Jonah describe the mountains, the earth, and corruption. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace as you continue to study in his word. In Jesus' name, amen.